next, for March, if I recall. Now, in the meantime, these rule, this rule that they promulgate on this area is comparable to Section 111 of the bill, not exactly like it, but it's comparable. And as far as I know, it's satisfactory, at least it is to me, and I think it's generally satisfactory. I have no complaint about it from any sources that are in contact with me. I think maybe the broadcasters are objecting, and you know about that tonight. You haven't contacted me about the objection, but anyway. In the meantime, you appointed this commission. Well, I didn't know about the commission that was appointed, but a few days thereafter I spoke to the cable television people here in Washington. You appointed a commission letter for June, and I spoke, I think, on July 11th. And in that speech, they had raised questions. I mean, there was apprehension about it, and I said I couldn't conceive that it was the intent of the administration to interfere with the, since it's already been announced that this tentative rule had been released, that they would, general concept of it at least, that I didn't think it was the intent of the administration to interfere with this, but I assume this commission was to deal with long-range problems about it. Now, that, well, I made that statement, maybe I was wrong. In the meantime, there is the apprehension on the part of some, and I can't know. I got Dr. Whitehead down there the other day. I talked to him. And I don't know. What I'd like to know is whether it is the administration's purpose, or it feels that it should in any way interfere with the commission in this short-range program, that is, to get the thing in motion, get it established, or if it's still the purpose of the commission to deal in the long-range overall policy, which may be a very good thing. I have no intention. But here is the position I've heard before. Made its own decision after over the year and investigated it and came up with it. And it is satisfactory. Now, we have been advised, I don't know how true it is, I'll leave that to you and others here, that efforts have been made to induce the cable people, say, to take less, otherwise you're not going to get anything. You better take that than to get nothing. Now, how that is intended, I don't know. I think Dr. Whitehead, or you or Dr. Whitehead, which one of you made that statement to someone?
Dr. Whitehead has been carrying on negotiations, Senator. The President did set up this cabinet committee to look.
with me. I'm talking about they take the responsibility. I only wanted to be assured that the White House, the administration, wasn't involved in any of this effort.
We're not.
They're doing it on their own. If they go out here and make a nine vote, all right, we'll face it. If they win, they win. If they don't, they don't.
Our effort is together with Dean Birch and the FCC in trying to get a short-term resolution that will give us copyright legislation, give us agreement on what we can do in the short term in this CATV thing, while the long-term study goes on. We think that would be the ideal solution, and if we can't reach it with them, then they'll have to fight it out in the Congress.
Well, I don't know what that
Birch is a good man.
My president, he has been A1 in this, as far as I'm concerned. I've had conferences with him.
Well,
I think they made one mistake in the Fort Hill that they did, and that was when they tried to force these little CATV companies to broadcast and put on their own shows and so forth.
They couldn't have had much.
Well, that was the court, and that's resolved. I think they made a mistake there. But that was no controversy, I mean, no big issue. Here, we've got the whole industry now, we've got it where we can get a
would come up later. I thought it has never in the past come up before November.
Yeah. Anyway, they postponed it?
Well, he says no. Bush says yes. I checked Bush. They could just prolong the debate, the general debate, by getting more people to speak.
Of course, we've been pushed just to stand announcement now. Maybe we want to shut it off as far.
I think that's next to impossible.
I agree. Particularly with the Russian announcement coming up.
Well, if we were the ones, they wanted it on the 14th. And we never questioned the date before. In fact, we had proposed the end of September.
How did you explain it?
Well, I gave them such a complicated explanation that they...
I mean, as to how it came to us.
Well, I said, yeah, I gave them a very complicated explanation. I said they had first raised it when I was there.
Yeah.
And I had sort of sloughed it off, which is true. I mean, I had just not responded. Then when we came to talking about advance team to go there before your visit, at the time I gave them the dates, which I'd already told him I had done, then they came back and said, well, that should be the occasion for my interim visit. So I put the whole initiative on them.
Well, he's naturally concerned about it. In the junior person thing, of course, it's not that ridiculous that it's even worth considering. Because no junior person can go over and discuss agenda.
Well, that's what he doesn't want either. He wants you to come there. He says if you discuss agenda, it looks like collusion. And you should just go there and start talking. But that would make you their prisoner.
Walk right into a meat grinder. You have no idea how these things are set up.
No.
I mean, they're not set up that way. I mean, you don't go into a meeting if you don't know what the hell's going to come out of it.
Be a disaster.
Huh?
Be a disaster. They'd have you... Their prisoner.
Why, sure, they know what they want, we would know what we want.
Well, and you couldn't leave without something. I mean, every problem that may arise in my talks with them, it would then arise with you there with a clock running. And the press...
Okay, oh, this is for my guidance. When did you tell them you heard of the Chinese?
Last Thursday. And you were traveling, and... He wasn't at all belligerent or that, and he was worried but that I'd take a lot of press along. I said I won't take any press along.
Good Christ almighty, that's pure fatuous.
And then he's
first, it would be his first.
Yeah, then he said, but God damn it, Henry, you get more publicity not having press along. That makes it mysterious.
So it's much to take press in the purpose of this, is, I mean, just as well as anything that has us front and center and foreign policy is good at this moment. That's our point.
And then I said, then I told him to send a State Department guy along. So now he's sort of toying with Alex Johnson, but that would be also
too high.
Much too high. Besides, they wouldn't accept it. They've already vetoed Bruce, but that's for other reasons. But I couldn't get rid of Alex Johnson. I couldn't slot him into another meeting.
No, sir. Well, you can work on it over a period of time, can't you, with Bill? I mean,
well, if Bob handles, Bob and I can do it. It's like the Indian trip. He'll come, he won't tackle you directly.
Okay.
And if
well, it just has to be that.
It's like
say, for example, you can say that you vetoed, we vetoed the idea of early going to do the advancement if it's too high.
Right.
And we think we ought to stay, we ought to keep it at another level too, and, so that we don't, so that we can save the big things for later and all. Bill's going to go with Secretary of State. If Galax goes now, takes too much of the cream off. Henry going the second time, you can explain to Bill what the hell he'd been there once. The second time, it wouldn't be much more. Well, you had to break the ice on it. We know we have these difficult things, Henry. Just get through them.
Well, I think he's right. You know, it's right. It may sort of break things.
And you had...
No, in the UN it will have, it could make it some people an alibi, but this is true, and it depends how much he'll cooperate. If he tells Bush, or I'll just tell Bush, we want to delay it, it can be done.
You tell him. What would the delay over to do, Henry, in your view? What
is alive, but even if he should die, the president's visit would take place, since it is in the interest of world peace, and was made. The invitation was extended by the Chinese government and not by any individual. So that was the party line they put out there. And they may be purging Madame Mao. Are definitely attacking this, what they call the May 16th group, the extreme right winger, or left wingers, whatever you call them in their context.
You mean the more violent?
Yeah. Somebody from the West Coast called Tuttle, do you know who he is?
Yeah, I think so.
Holmes Tuttle called up and said, my briefing has convinced him that you're worthy of conservative support. I don't know who he is.
So he's one of the two or three powers on the
regular channel. Well, getting back to the thing on Bill, I guess we anticipate that the thing about the press going along, what about the name of Christ? What in the name of God does that have to do with it, Bob?
That doesn't surprise me that that was part of the sale.
On India, not that.
India, sure.
It's inevitable that you're going to have this, but Bob, the parts of it, we just ought to realize Henry is already identified as the man that went to China, and it's not going to, why should you have that? You're not going to change it a bit?
I don't think.
I mean, would it change it? What does he want, Alex Johnson to go over and make the arrangements?
But I frankly want neither Alex nor Marshall Green along. I want a country director that I can keep under control.
Well, that's the way it's going to be. Is there a country director?
Yeah, Jenkins. Hell, in fact, I'd just as soon not have any State Department member. I think it would look better if I had a state guy along.
Why? Maybe he's just not
it would certainly ease my life not to have any state guy along, but if anything at all, so that these guys can't say we disregarded their advice. I've already told the Chinese that there have to be three tiers of negotiation. The technical people, one that I have a joy in life. But I think the timing is not good, but leaving aside the timing is not bad from our domestic point of view. I think, but you can judge that better than I, for the announcement next week.
Yeah, but it's irrelevant, isn't it? We already are going to have it, so that's not...
It's to all practical purposes impossible to change it.
And oh, well, we're not going to change it. On the damn boat, the UN is just one of those things.
We could have delayed it a month. That would have put it clearly beyond the UN vote.
Let's see how it affects the vote. I mean, you come here there, they think you're there talking about how the torpedo tied on to it.
They'll be left high and dry. A debate. And with cooperation from state, we can do that.
Bush is, after all, we'll do what we say. That's what you want done.
If the debate is delayed, it makes no difference at all, because the debate takes about 2 weeks. If the debate starts the day I get back, which is the 25th.
What could they put in between, Henry?
Well, they could put in some African issues. They could keep the general debate cooking along.
I think what you've got to do here, Ron, I just feel there was, well, he cannot, he will continue to rationalize and confuse the two issues. I mean, he may, but the Chinese trip has got, you know, it's got to go and sweet planning.
Trouble is, this has been going since August. We told them first late September, if you remember.
Yeah.
They then said late October.
Yeah.
I suppose we could have said late November, but well, we didn't do it now, so it's water over the dam. It won't affect the vote if the debate isn't going on while I'm there. If the debate is going on while I'm there, it's just going to be embarrassing to me more than anything else for 3 days.
It won't affect the vote then?
Well, it may give some people an alibi of saying, what the hell is Kissinger doing there?
But doesn't everybody know that you everybody knows we're going to take a trip? So that's why I think the way of handling it, that it just is that you're going over to take a trip, you're not going to make a big deal out of it.
Since I arranged the major original thing, I want to supervise the concrete arrangements. That's all the announcement says. Will I see true and lie? Certainly. But it won't affect any of the votes. It won't affect our stand.
Nothing's changed.
Now, we can handle it. If we get cooperation at stake, it'd be easy.
Trying to think through this business of the House deadline thing, Congress deadline. Only we can turn the phone. That's the device. Jerry Ford said that Teddy Kennedy had made an outlandish and vicious attack on the POW issue when he spoke to the wire. He said the blood of the POW is on the hands of the president. Who the hell's the M spot on?
Kennedys are more responsible than any other single group for all the blood that's been spilled there. It's not just the M's, it's the whole
thing. Sure, the Colson's, whether somebody really got a whack on that, and come back, maybe it was the time now, anyway. You know, though, son, I bet you say anything, I won't.
Well, I am afraid that McCarthy, the other McCarthy, was right to begin with. He was crude and...
Yeah. Did you ever meet him?
No.
You don't like him. Was he as crude as the one he started, right? He was. McCarthy was smart as hell. Fine lawyer. I've been a judge, actually, for a while. But he was tragic. And he had an enormous... enormously attractive personality, and in the end, booze it up and killed himself. That's all. Too bad. But I was going to say, let's try to game plan this and just see how the hell we can. You've got two different problems. Who gets the credit? Well, on that problem, we don't have any.
They can't get the credit.
Well, I do. I think that's a matter of judgment. My feeling is that they're more likely to than you think due to the fact that the press will play their game. And that the press is going to make it that well if they pass it. But that is not the main consideration. My main consideration is not who the hell gets the credit, but whether or not their goddamn initiative is going to screw up what little chance we have on the negotiating front.
Well, luckily, they're a little bit passé, because I don't think one reason we have delayed every one of these concessions is because you and I have known that it would just lead to the next one. That the ceasefire, we knew, was going to open up the deadline issue, and the deadline issue is going to lead to the overthrow of Q issue.
After
so,
Scott, what are we going to say next week after Q's election? I don't think it's going to be any worse after Q's election than it is before his election. I can tell you just that it'll be as bad. I don't think it'll be as bad because you know so.
That issue is.
They'll believe for one day that it was a lousy election. They've been believing for months that it's a lousy election.
And then the day after we have the China announcement.
And you announce China, and so what?
See, that China thing is.
from a political standpoint, they're probably right. Probably. Because in a sense, they're saying, well, the Senate finally, the Congress finally forced the president to and moved out in front. You see, that's my view. But forgetting that, I still come back to the proposition. I think it could be extremely harmful to the, you know, to the, your message.
Oh, extremely. Of course, it will be very, very harmful.
Yeah.
Except that they are no longer prepared to trade a deadline for withdrawal. That's the thing we got going for us.
Yeah. So we've got a little something to give them that the Senate isn't giving them.
Well, but it would be a hell of a lot better, Mr. President, if it didn't happen.
Well, we're going to try. I got everybody lined up. I read the act of the whole goddamn bunch.
And we also should keep our own people quiet now for a few months here. Later will be a problem when he starts traveling.
Okay, before he goes.
But I think when all is said and done, you have have no political instinct. If we should succeed in ending the war by negotiation, I don't give a damn who passed what. You're the one who did it. But especially if we go on the attack and accuse them of nearly killing it. I can't say they made us do it. We offered it in May already.
That's the thing. You got the record.
I think the average person now thinks that you're getting us out of the war. They don't know whether you're planning 6 months, 9 months, or whatever. They think you're getting us out and that these guys should stop yelling at you.
Well,
that is my feeling of...
The only thing that really concerns me about this is the fact that this negotiating issue, we didn't have that.
It hurts.
I wouldn't give a goddamn what they passed.
No, it hurts.
If it is, my point is, if it hurts, maybe it screws it totally. We just might have to take another look and see whether we even go on.
I think we need it for the record, and I think we should go on it. And I think this one, now that we got Jude's promise, I think if they're willing to settle for anything short of unconditional surrender, they're going to take this. With some modifications, they won't accept the first formulation. typed up on some lousy piece of paper that's blotted with it.
More important.
You see its significance. It's
should, and well, we'll see what it lined up. Now, if it runs problems, you have problems.
They are irritated with Laird, at least the ones I meet, because they feel he's bullshitted them. He's given them too much. I always tell them, I've met with him, you know, we will promise you nothing. We know what you've suffered. We are working. There's no higher objective that the president has than to achieve this. And you will be able to judge it when we have your people back. And
the way this is going to work is they will have full press one,